Aussie Media's chief executive, Carlos Watson, said Monday he would not shut down his company, which is a total 180 from a few days ago when Aussie said it would close its doors because of a fraud scandal. Aussie's CEO was also a member of NPR's board of directors until recently. NPR's David Folkenflik spoke to Watson, and he brings us the story.
Carlos Watson made the rounds yesterday on NBC's Today Show.
So we're making news today. This is our Lazarus moment, if you will. This is
on CNBC.
Fair, right? This is going to be hard, but at our best, this will be our Lazarus moment.
And
right?
In an interview with me.
Right? I hope this will be our Lazarus moment.
The New Testament figure of Lazarus, of course, was brought back from the dead. Ozzie was born in 2013, promising an antidote to the cynical and the dour, promising advertisers a younger and more diverse demographic, built to a significant degree around Watson.
How different might the world be if instead of Rupert Murdoch helping set the agenda, or, and I mean this respectfully, or Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey, how different would it be if someone who grew up, you know, black and working class in Miami was a part of that?
After Miami, Watson's resume includes Harvard, Stanford Law, Goldman Sachs, and MSNBC. His vision drew billionaire investors, yet no major audience ever materialized, at least not in a quantifiable way. And Aussie was left for dead last week after the New York Times reported its business model was based on deception. Deception about size of its digital traffic, its newsletter subscribers. Most notably, the impersonation of a YouTube executive touting Aussie to potential Goldman Sachs investors. On Sunday, the Times' Ben Smith told CNN viewers that Aussie's leaders
lied to their employees, lied to advertisers. It's certainly an order of magnitude beyond the kind of puffery that, you know, is totally common in media.
What happened with Goldman Sachs was wrong and, you know, heartbreaking on so many different levels.
Watson says the company's chief operating officer, Samir Rao, had an emotional breakdown and pretended to be the YouTube executive. That sparked a complaint to the FBI. The Watson in evidence Monday was contrite, reflective, and despite everything, optimistic.
I think Aussie was having its best year ever. I think Aussie was on the edge of breaking out. And what began last Sunday was incredibly tumultuous and difficult and nearly brought Aussie down.
Some deceptions were blatant. There were claims of lavish praise from the Los Angeles Times and others that came from Aussie's own paid promotional materials.
Our zeal to get that and not just be subject to the vagaries of, you know, clickbait and crazy algorithms caused us to be too aggressive on the marketing side. And I really regret that. It's embarrassing now when I look at it.
On Friday, Watson resigned from NPR's board of directors, and Aussie's board commissioned a law firm to review Aussie's business practices. Watson says he's not sure now that that review will still happen. Investors and editors peeled away. Who replaced them? Who's investing in Aussie now? Who still works for Aussie? Watson says he's figuring all that out.
I'm hopeful that Aussie's about to learn from some of our mistakes and get better and maybe even get more innovative and continue to be the kind of media group that tells really forward-looking stories, maybe from people you don't always hear from.
Watson says Aussie will build back stronger. David Folkenflik, NPR News.